Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights. I'm your host, Lee Garcia, streaming live on the World Wide Web, on withinsightsradio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For the next 60 minutes, we will be learning about With Insights. All our friends on this show have something to share and something to give. So I want you to sit back and relax, fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready for the ride.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I am streaming live here on the World Wide Web. We had a little technical difficulties before we came in. But it looks like we took care of everything. So if for some reason we have a little skip or a little blurb or something happens, you'll understand why. We're just trying to fix things up. I want to welcome everybody tonight and to the show. Just want to let you know tonight we do have Tai Chi at 8:30 here at Garcia's. So it's a couple hours we'll be doing our Tai Chi thing. But we got Jake and Dante in the house holding down the fort with me until Rosa shows up.
Hi, Dante here filling in for my Aunt Rosa.
Yeah, Dante's my son, and Jake's here staring at me with a big grin on his face. He's going to bust out laughing. They've never been on the show before. But, yeah, I want to welcome everybody to With Insights. This show is about, of course, With Insights. You know, we believe everybody has something to give, something to share, something to honor and share with the world. And that's kind of how With Insights began about 7 years ago. So, again, we're just going to kind of do an open forum. That's what we usually do. We just kind of talk. I remember Dante is kind of actually saw this the program progress throughout the years here. What, 6 or 7 years? So that puts you back in what, high school, part of middle school?
Yeah.
Well, introduce yourself, Dante.
Well, my name is Dante Garcia. I am the son of Iggy Garcia, and I play soccer. What I love to do. I like long walks on the beach and, you know, spending quality time alone, meditating, just listening to the silence. That's what I like to do with my life.
Just very good, Doctor.
And I really enjoy playing soccer. It's like an outlet for me.
Mm-hmm. So where do you go to school?
I go to the University of Rio Grande. Southeast Ohio. I learned how to hunt for the first time in my life ever. And that's like one of the best experiences I had this year so far. I mean, I enjoy playing, but, you know, when you have buddies down there that want to hang out with you outside of school and, you know, teammates that care about you, it's a nice feeling. So.
Good, you know, our show's been kind of geared lately, last couple of weeks, towards the end of the Mayan calendar. It's a rebirth of a calendar. On the 21st, it actually ends, and then on the 22nd, it resets. So what you end up having is some type of events may occur. We're not sure. You know, we've kind of brought things up to people to ask and say, hey, what's happening in those days? Some people, the majority of the people that we talk to, we interview with, they say that, you know, they don't believe anything drastic or anything, you know, tragic will happen, but they do believe that there will be an awakening and there will be a shift, and of course, you know, during this time, it's probably the hardest for a lot of people because there's a lot going on. And I'm not here to condone or to say anything in any particular way, but we've had some crazy things happening here all around the world just last, just even the last couple of years, you know, 5 years, 10 years. Just recently, you know, we've had people revolting, people stepping up and changing leadership in different countries, Egypt, you know, Libya, you have Syria now. And, you know, we run into a situation where people are, you know, really fed up and they're tired and they don't understand, they're confused and there's some things going on. We even had tragedies here in our own country, just recently in Connecticut, where we had the one gentleman who decided that, you know, it was his duty to kill people and take lives. You know, I don't know why he did it, and I'm not here to say or, you know, project that he was right or wrong. It was a tragic moment.
Definitely.
20 little angels were lost, and plus the adults as well were lost, you know. And we kind of want to remember them and acknowledge that, you know, death is one of those, it's a transformation, it's a change, and it's sad that it had to happen that way. But I also want to, you know, encompass it all over the world, you know, not just here in the United States, also in, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and anywhere in the world where a child's lost his life, you know, due to war, some type of tribulation or something, because, you know, it's, we're not isolated to, you know, terrorist attacks, and that was a terrorist attack. That was a domestic terrorist attack by somebody who felt that, you know, harming its own people was the right way to do things, and I totally don't agree with that agenda. But we're not here really to talk about that. We're actually, you know, trying to figure out why, you know, spirit and why things happen like that. And sometimes there's no answer. Sometimes there's no answer. And the only thing you can come from that is that, you know, hopefully people have grown from that and people are united and they've come together. And it's sad that something like that has to bring people together. And, you know, and I really...
We'll never get the chance to be inside that kid's head. You know, that's almost the most interesting thing about what has just happened. Like, you don't know what these people are thinking when they're walking in. You get what they're doing. That's so clear. But what it is the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when, you know, something like that's going to happen again, or, like, why he did it. What were his motives, you know? What are anyone's motives when they're thinking something like that?
You know, I'm trying to share compassion, you know, for the situation. You know, it's easy to be sympathetic or empathetic, but to have compassion for, you know, the loss of life, you know, and the loss, you know, one life is too many to lose around the world or even in our own homeland. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I want to give a little moment of silence to everybody in the world, every child, every adult who's ever, you know, lost their life willingly and unwillingly, you know, in a situation like this. So we'll take about, you know, 30 seconds and we'll sit down and, you know, contemplate, you know, have compassion for other people in our lives. So we'll take a little break here after 30 seconds.
WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
You are listening to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. Dante Garcia and Jake Tomasi are here with me. Jake and Dante are college students here, friends of mine, and Dante's my son, Dante's friend, Jake's my friend.
How's it going?
And we're just talking a little bit about what's happening in the world and just, you know, sharing what's on our mind. And we appreciate everybody tuning in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we did take a 30-second break there, actually 60 a minute.
Yeah.
30 seconds, you know, to remember those who were fallen, you know,
just
here in the United States.
Moment of silence.
Yeah, around the world. And, you know, just, you know, I can't even talk about it sometimes. It's just so deep.
Yeah.
It's so hard to even think about. Well, I'm going to draw a card for the show tonight, and we're going to see what path Spirit wants to lead us in. If there's something you want to share when I plug you in on the phone line there, just feel free to share with us what's on your mind, what's happening. If you have a reading for us, that'd be awesome too. People give us readings as well, and we're open to that. All right. I pulled the snake card. The snake card is about healing, and you are a healer. And we're talking about healing right now. So the snake is also a card of transformation. It's a card about shedding off the old skin, shedding off the old, and beginning anew. Kind of like humans do too. They shed. It takes about, I think, 7-ish years to actually shed off all your cells that you actually had, and then you have a brand new body, basically, is what boils down to. Snake is also a kundalini energy. It's very strong, powerful energy coming from the earth, and to control that, you know, the snake is a creature that, you know, coils. It doesn't have legs, but it moves and it slithers around, and it smells with its tongue and it senses things. So sometimes we have to think about our senses as well. Sometimes our eyes are deceiving to us. We can see things, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's like that. You know, there's things called optical illusions, you know, shadows, lighting, things that, perceptions change drastically, as Jake was saying. And, you know, sometimes you have to open your eyes and to hear or to feel, you know, you have to switch them around like any good shaman would do. They're able to move and transform and change just the different things in their system, in their beliefs, the way of life. And Dante, you want to read what the snake charmer is about?
Sure. The healing gifts you possess are not actually yours. They emanate from divine spirit and are grounded in your body. And it's through your body that this force is focused and expressed. The two areas that are hot spots for this concentration of life force are your heart and your hands. Pay attention to these areas and do whatever you must to keep them energetically clear. An effective way to clear your heart and hands is to purge them by bathing with white light, allowing whatever psychic debris has been rinsed off with the light to drain down your spine and legs and out through the soles of your feet into Mother Earth. She will readily and easily accept this invisible toxic waste and transform it into new life. Don't fear your healing power. It's your destiny to relieve the suffering of others. And as you do so, to transform your own suffering from this and other lifetimes into compassion and love is the purest expression of life energy you have. That is healing. No matter what this form is, the more open you remain, the more the master power.
All right, thanks, Dante. Appreciate
the
that.
The universe.
Oh, you're still reading.
Can come through you and create miracles. You have to excuse me. I'm a little sick, so. Yeah.
Very good, Dante. Appreciate you sharing that with us. Now, Dante was reading us the snake healing, and you are a healer.
Rebirth.
All healing is self-healing, so that's one thing that we have
sexuality.
You know, we have to learn how to change our own perceptions about ourselves to heal.
Transformation.
As Dante is whispering, you know, the rest of the cards out on the thing. So, okay, I want to be able to take some time to, you know, have you think about some things coming up here. Friday is, you know, the end of the calendar, and the countdown begins today, Monday, and Friday is the end of the Mayan calendar, the closing. But you also have to understand, you must understand one thing, though. You know, we do work on a Gregorian Christian calendar, so how does that affect that? How accurate can it be? Where is it at, you know? Because, quite frankly, we do change things, you know. Christianity, religions, and everything have come, as we've come to know, have tailored things to their liking, and not necessarily like the indigenous ways of things. The Mayans were indigenous people from this region, and they had calculated the stars, they had charted the stars way before we even can even fathom and imagine. No one really knows where these people came from, the Incas, the Mayans, the Aztecs, you know, you name it, the Hopis. And where did those people go? We don't know. But the thing is, we're coming into a time that it's very, very powerful, very, very powerful shifts are going to occur, and they have occurred. I've been kind of watching my monitors here, and I've been seeing a lot of earthquakes down in the Australian region, down in that certain part of the belts on the other side of the world. And California's been getting hit here lately with some earthquakes. But, you know, I don't want to read too much into that. I'm not really a fearmonger type person. I don't really believe that we're going to have anything crazy.
I have friends who are kind of, they don't fear it, but they're kind of questioning. It's the fear of the unknown.
You put your headphones on, Dante, sir. It can translate better. The fear of the unknown?
Yes, the fear of the unknown. I was sitting in my friend's living room talking with her the other day, and her buddy was on the phone, and she was telling me that he was saying how NASA confirmed that there will be a 3-day
power outage, or of darkness, 3 days of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the planets shifting and things moving, you know.
Yeah, anything can
I don't
be,
know
anything
if that, how true that is. I didn't look it up myself. But, I, you know, I try to not worry about it and tend not to get too into detail with things.
Mm-hmm. Very
anything's
good.
Possible, though.
Very good.
That's as much as I know.
Of course, yeah, the calendar year is another period of enlightenment for sure. Absolutely. Actually, in the phases back when everything was being shifted, the sun, solar calendars and things were developed, they actually had a period of 3 days where the sun would fall and go beyond the horizon. The days would end shorter, be a lot quicker. And then what would happen would be that after the third day, the sun would rise again to its normal I don't know, angle or dead street, whatever you want to call it. And so basically, it went on to say there's three periods of days. You know, that actually falls around the 21st, 22nd, and then Christmas time, where everything shifts back. So it's pretty cool people are even thinking about that. So, Rosa's in the studio.
Hey.
So I want to thank her for being here.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this evening.
And you should be on.
Okay, good.
And Rosa, we just bring up to the speaker we've been talking about. We actually had a little moment of silence for Connecticut, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, all the children around the world, all the people who have lost their lives due to man's discord and misjudgment of things,
mm-hmm.
and taking, you know, their godlike powers into their own hands to, you know, mm-hmm. suppress other people and take life. So
mm-hmm.
we took 30 seconds on that. I wanted to let you know, and we're mm-hmm. inviting everybody to, you know, we actually pulled the snake card.
Mm-hmm.
It's about healing and self-healing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Dante read for us a little bit about that.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Very good. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a little 30-second break so we can all get back on par here, get back into shape, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to withinsightsradio.com and withinsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, with Rosa Garcia Bell. We are here live in Columbus, Ohio, streaming on the World Wide Web. We are kind of wobbling around on the internet here. It's kind of doing some crazy things, as I can hear our transmission in here. So if you can hear us, let us know that on the chat room if you're there. If you can't hear us, you know, say no. If you can't hear me. If you can hear us, you can say no. So,
maybe you can type in the chat. Are you able to get on the chat?
Can you hear us?
Okay, there you go. That way they know. They know for sure.
All right.
Very good.
Okay. I put it in the chat room. Call-in number is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 464-595-3440. And that is not a toll-free number, so just a heads up on that. You might want to use Skype, call us on Skype, and we're going to take callers here in a few minutes, but I just want to see what Rosa had to share with us since she's walked in the door.
Sure. Speaking of sharing, I'd like to share things that come across my day, across my weekend and so forth. I get emails from dailyohm.com, and I don't know if any of our listeners subscribe to that. I like it. It's uplifting, inspirational. It fits within my belief system, so of course I'm going to like it. They had an article on there regarding sharing your gifts, and it's really interesting because I often play on words a lot. I like word rhyming and puzzles mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, you know, one thing that this article was talking about was the gift of your presence. You know, we have many gifts to offer people. One of them is the gift that a lot of times we don't think about is our presence, meaning being present time conscious with your whoever you're with, whether you're at work, driving, you know, your partner, your children, people in your life, you know, are you really present? Are you there with them? Are you giving them your undivided attention? Are you listening? Are you listening with your heart? And I share that because, you know, we don't sometimes look at that as a present, you know, your presence being a present. And the article is talking about how, you know, it's a holiday season. We're all talking about getting gifts and so forth. And, you know, we are giving gifts from the heart, you know, and we give these gifts away that were never ours to begin with. So we give them freely. And then it got me thinking about, you know, our gifts, that we all have gifts of our own. And, you know, how do we share those gifts with people? You know, why, if you do have gifts, maybe you're a great organizer, you're a great listener, maybe you're a great coach or whatnot, mm-hmm. you know, are you keeping those gifts to yourself? If you looked at your gifts that you had within yourself, like gifts to the universe, you know, those are gifts that you are enjoying yourself. But think about, you know, what if you gave those gifts freely to others? What would that look like? You know, are we giving, you know, that can also go, a lot of people give too much too. I mean, but then there are some people that really are hiding their gifts. You know, they're kind of, they know they have gifts, but for some reason they're holding back or they don't want to share the gifts. Not that all gifts are made to be shared, mm-hmm. But just something to think about, you know. Do you know your value, I guess, you know? Do you know what your internal value, your self-worth, you know? And so again, you know, I think something to think about. That's kind of, you asked me what was on my mind. That was something that I was thinking about today.
Very good. I wonder if sometimes people even realize they have these gifts. Mm-hmm. So when you say gifts, what are you specifically talking about?
Like a simple example would be for, like myself, I'm pretty good with numbers, and mm-hmm. My gifts tend to be numerical. Like I can, you know, really, so I share my gifts through my career. Like I work in a field where I use numbers and logic, and those are my gifts. So another gift, for example, is really listening to people, hearing what they have to say, not only listening to the words, but how they say it, and just like connecting with what's in their heart. Yeah, empathy, exactly. So, you know, really, really, I mean, and sometimes these gifts are like intangible. It's not like you can really say, well, here's my gift. Most of these gifts that we have are very intangible, meaning that there are things that you notice about yourself, or maybe, you know, if you're not clear as to what a gift might be for you, you can ask a close friend, somebody that you think will give you a really honest answer. Maybe your gift is your gift of being curious, like curious. Your curiosity is a gift, you know. If, you know, we can learn a lot by asking questions. And, the questions that we ask are an expression of our life. So, you know, if you look at your life, you know, look at the questions that you ask. How is your life unfolding? Well, maybe you need to ask different questions. Maybe you need to ask yourself questions as far as, like, hey, so, you know, why is this in my life? Or why does this continue to happen? You know, what I find oftentimes is people really are fearful of getting to know themselves, sitting with the pain. Because in our society, oftentimes, people, you know, we like to focus on the light, you know, focusing on stuff that's kind of uncomfortable. We're not really taught to do that, you know. We're not taught to sit with our pain and to embrace our pain and to look at our challenges and bring them to us, you know, and really sit with them, cradle them, invite the pain, say, hey, it's you again, okay. Yeah, come over here and sit in my lap, you know. I mean, I'm giving those examples as an analogy so you can look at it like, your pain and those challenges are real. So invite them. Yeah.
I want to see what Jake was saying.
So Jake was saying that he's a friend of ours, family friend, is that people will often go into certain career fields, like paraphrasing, correct me if I'm not getting it right, because they know that they have certain abilities that they tend to be good at. Like some people might be really good at really listening, and they might go on a field that involves counseling. Or you might notice that some people really love kids. They loved connecting. Like they're able to connect with children. Children are responsive to them. They might go on a field that has to do with education.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that is a person who's really listening to themselves, who, you know, one wise person told me once, you know, do what you love and the money will follow. You know, do what sings to your heart and all the rest will be taken care of. And that's a tremendous leap of faith, because oftentimes our society is very focused on, you know, well, what's going to make me the most money? I got to pay bills. All that is real. We get that. But, you know, really challenge yourself. These are things that I like to challenge myself. Mondays are always a very introspective day for me, because I've had the whole weekend and I've had lots of process. I'm going back. You know, you go from a very unstructured, very fun-filled weekend, then you go into a more structured environment. So the Mondays is usually a very good time for a lot of people, especially if you're working a Monday through Friday type of work week, to really reflect on your, you know, what are you doing? It's a time to kind of reset for me to say, you know, what am I doing in my life? You know, what am I doing? Where am I going? How'd I get here? That kind of thing. So,
okay. Again. I actually pulled the koala card.
You pulled the koala card.
Yeah, it talks about empathy, speak less, and listen more.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the show. I was interviewed on a show last week for a couple hours. And, you know, that was one of the things they asked me. They go, what's one of your biggest gifts?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, Mom, if I had to narrow it down, I would say just listening. You know, listening to what the person in front of me has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, it's not my story, it's their story, and they want to share it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the facilitator in that moment to, I'll get my turn to share when it's my time to share.
True.
That radio show was time to share.
Exactly.
So I got to speak that day. And
exactly.
But when I usually do my holistic work, my shamanism, my medicine man work,
mm-hmm.
it's about listening.
Yes.
So we're about to listen here. We're going to take a caller.
Sounds
so
good.
Here we go. We're going to roll on down.
Very good.
Caller, you're on Skype number.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi. Rose Maria.
Rose Maria, welcome.
Rose Maria. What's on your heart? What's going on with you today?
Just a basic reading.
Okay. Iggy, you want to pull a card?
Yeah, I'm going to pull a card for Rose Maria here. Shuffle them around.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you tell me when to pull. I pulled the Eagle card. It speaks about spirit, trusting your higher self. I guess what spirit's actually asking here is to you maybe to focus a little bit more into your guides. There's some guides that are trying to communicate with you and talk with you. Spiritually, sometimes we forget about them, and sometimes we get caught up in the real world, and the real world takes hold of us, and then we kind of lose sight of where we're at. The eagle is actually a majestic bird. It's a messenger from, you know, from God. There's obviously some kind of message that's trying to be translated to you. I'm not sure if you're running into some situations right now where maybe things are blocking your mind and you're not able to focus. But the eagle is a higher self. It's a higher creature. It's one of the birds that can fly almost two miles into the air and can still see down and pick a mouse out of the field. So I guess what I'm focusing here on is that, you know, listening to your higher self, because your higher self will never, never lead you the wrong path. And sometimes it's hard to, you know, because higher self has a message for us and we're not quite ready to, you know, receive that message sometimes.
Yeah. Spirit's asking me to share with you is the eagle is part of the family and a Native American belief that is called the Sea Spar people. The Sea Spar people, they're all our ancestors. There's no separation. So the Sea Spar people are asking you to look at a perspective from a different angle and to look at the bigger picture of whatever is being presented to you at this time. Along with what Iggy was saying is sometimes the Sea Spar people and the Looks Within people work really closely together. The Looks Within people, the Sea Spar will give you the message like, hey, it's time to look at this from a different perspective. But then the Looks Within people will actually ask you to or invite you to look at this from within as well. So these two aspects of each other, they are kind of one and the same in the sense that one can't live without the other. So Sea Spar is asking asking you to look at it from a different angle, from a big point of view, but also that bigger point of view is just a reflection of an inner part of you that needs to be looked at. Because sometimes, like you said, we can't look at that. Some maybe we're not able to look at something because we might be just blind to it or just not able to really go there right now. But the CSFAR people are asking you to work. They're supporting you, like Iggy said. They're our ancestors. They're here to guide you if you allow them to. So something to think. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's all about choice.
It is about choice.
You have choices, and those choices are for you to decide, not for anybody, not for me or Rosa to make.
And this is what's coming through right now, you know. And maybe this makes sense to you. Maybe it doesn't. You can always, you know, go back and listen to the archive and see if you hear it the message in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Yeah, the Eagle's a powerful card.
Yeah, the Eagle card.
You pulled it today, Jake? Okay. Oh, really? Okay, wow. There you go.
Jake was saying that he pulled three cards, the Eagle, Koala, and the Owl card.
Yeah,
so
we
those
have
are,
two of them here.
Wow, that's very cool.
Nice shuffle, that deck pretty hard.
And it's interesting when, you know, we get these messages, you know, we believe that sometimes these messages are about, you know, Rosemary, Maria, that just called, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's for all of us.
Right.
Whoever's listening too, you know, think about how this is, you know, affecting you. In the true sense of ultimate reality, there is no separation, meaning, you know, you might appear to be in a different body, but we are one, you know, infinite soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, let's move on down the line, Rosa. Here.
Right on.
Seven three four, 8 5 8. You're on the air.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Are you there?
734.
Hello. Are
can you
there?
Hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
we can
hear you now.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. I wonder what that was all about. Well, it was just what we needed to do was take a second look or take a second glance. I'm not too sure about that, but I was led and guided to read to you from a book called Fragments of Your Ancient
There's interference in the force.
Oh, that's weird.
There you are. You're back.
Am I back?
A wireless, cordless phone
are
or something?
You?
No, I'm... It should be okay. I mean,
okay.
God, I hope you guys can
right.
hear me. This
we can hear you
okay.
now. I don't know.
Can hear
I think
you.
Okay, good. I can still hear you.
When you pause, when you pause, this you disappear on us.
That's
what's
hit.
Your
you
name, caller?
My name is Annette, and I'm so glad that you could take my call. I have a book in front of me called Fragments of Your Ancient Name. It's 365 glimpses into the divine for the daily meditation, and I was led and guided to read.
Mm-hmm.
The meditation
mm-hmm.
from today, which is December 17th.
If you're on,
say what?
You're breaking up pretty bad. Are you by chance on the chat?
No, nope, actually, I'm
okay.
not.
Okay, darn. Because we wanted to type in the book if anyone is familiar with it.
Oh, rats! Am I still breaking up?
What I was going to ask. What I'm going to ask you is maybe call right back in and we'll get you
right
back on.
All right, we'll get you back on. I think it could be just
bad. It might just be a bad connection on my end or your end.
We want to hear what you have to say, so please
call. I'll call right back in.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Oh, that's weird.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Sometimes that happens. You know, it's technology as far as the Internet. I'd like to think the weather has nothing to do with it. The weather is...
Well, the weather sometimes has to do with it.
So... Anyway,
water gets in the lines or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's what the telephone company used to tell me. So
it's all encapsulated, but it's getting into the system.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh. That's funny. Let's see in the chat room if we have. Let's see, we can hear everyone. I can hear her loud and clear.
Okay. That's weird. Well,
maybe
it must be on our end.
Maybe just back.
We'll patch her back in.
Okay, but we'll go to our next caller here.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Is it like a delay or something?
I don't know. It just seems like the internet's running real slow.
All righty. Did you pay your bill, Iggy?
Yeah, I paid my bill.
Oh, Iggy's my older brother. not that much older brother. So I like to tease him every chance I get.
Well, that's okay. Well, you can pick on him. I don't have any older brothers, so I pick on him all the time. Are you guys there?
All right, well, there you are. You're back.
We hear you.
I'm back.
Yeah,
I'm back.
We're here.
What was your name, caller? We didn't catch that.
This is Annette.
Yeah. Annette. Okay, I think we talked to you last week.
Yeah, every now and then. It's good. It's all good.
Okay,
but,
or sometime. I'm not sure. Okay. So
okay, great. Well, I have this great book written by a lady named Joyce Rupp, R-U-P-P, and it's called Fragments of Your Ancient Name. And she went through just a myriad of different religions and beautiful gathered tomes, and she created a book that's good. You can read something every day, and I was asked to read this to you for today, December 17th.
Okay.
It's called Wisdom from the Most High. It's not long. It's like 8 or 9 sentences or words here, letters, lines. Hello, I'll figure this out. It says, O Wisdom from the Most High, bring us now your perceptive guidance. Clear out our noise so that we hear your voice. Help us calm our frenetic hearts and minds. Persuade us to open ourselves to you. Enter our resistances and determinations. Influence what lies unresolved on our path. Counsel us when we forget you are near. Steer us again and again toward the path that leads us to integrity and truth. And the thought then is, today I follow the counsel of holy wisdom.
Nice.
Very nice. Thank you.
We appreciate
You're welcome.
That. That was beautiful.
I had no idea what it said. They just said, open the book, and I think it fit everything you were talking about earlier regarding 1221 and what's happened around the world
mm-hmm.
with the attacks on children and adults, and I thought, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're actually going to hear it at the restaurant we're going to have on the 22nd. A resetting of the calendar party instead of, you know, waiting for anything to happen on the 21st. It'll probably be like the Y2K scare. Remember that?
Oh,
everybody
mm-hmm.
thought, my computer's going to crash.
Yeah.
Maybe we're all going to reset human-wise.
That's pretty cool. I know I'm having, on the 21st, I'm having a worldwide time warp party. So at 8 o'clock on Friday the 21st, no matter what time zone you're in, start the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and then at some point in every time zone, everybody will be doing the time warp together.
Oh, nice. I was thinking about dressing up
that's
like
awesome.
Yoda or something, you know, Star Wars theme for...
Oh, there you go.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm enjoying your program. Thank you so much, and I wanted to just chime in with that information from Spirit, and... wish you all a happy new year the next time we all talk. It'll be the next Mayan calendar year, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's
that
pretty cool.
That is very cool. Yes.
And then the next group gets to wait for the next calendar.
There you go.
All right, thanks a lot.
We're going to carve.
Care.
Yeah, we're going to carve in stone or something. Kind of.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care,
thank
Annette.
You.
It was all a hype.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Nothing happened, darn.
I just have more work to do.
Exactly. You know, I don't even know anymore about the. It's just like, I think the more that you live in the present moment, the more that you're aware and just conscious of being alive. I don't know that those things don't have so much of an impact. I guess on me, the hype or whatever. It's just like, yeah, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy that I'm alive now. And, you know, I'm really happy that, oh, my gosh, I'm breathing and I'm having a thought. You know, I'm really very, very content, very pleased. And even in the stuff that looks kind of scary, I know that, and the challenges that I have, that, you know, those two are necessary. They, one can't be without the other. So just understand that it's necessary. It all serves a purpose and that it is the foundation for our future as well. So... You know, a lotus flower cannot, it grows in mud, you know, and oftentimes we look at the mud in our life as something really, really bad. And it is when we're having those feelings and emotions. Those are very real. At the same time, know that through this, you will blossom again, that a seeds and new life can be come from tragedy and loss. I mean, you know, reflecting on the you know, tragedy and the tragic events of this past Friday, you know, you get to really think about life. And I hear people you know, I haven't really listened to the news that much, but the parts that I have listened to is, you know, we're reintroducing words like love and family and time and what's important in life.
Yeah.
And sometimes those things happen, you know, it's a wake-up, a conscious, collective conscious jolt to our system to say, you know, refocus on, whoa, have I hugged my kid today? Has my kid hugged me? You know, have I, you know, stopped and said, you know, focused on what's really important, you know? And so those things, unfortunately, are a gift to the collective in the sense that it refocuses our energy, our consciousness into love. Yes, it does focus our energy into sadness and in a very time of great suffering. It focuses some of us to an attitude of gratitude to say, you know what, that wasn't my kid. The parents that, you know, were able to go to that school and pick up their children that were, you know, can you imagine what they're going through? They're like, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on right now for a lot of people. So, you know, with the holidays, a lot of stuff, this 21, 12, 21, I mean, but I'm confident that in my own, the way I look at the world, the way I experience my world, that, you know, all this is, we're all going to be here on 2022 or 1222 or whatever, you know. I just,
You know, what I'm finding, Rosa, is a lot of folks, not all over the place, but, and I'm using a small demographic here, and, you know, because I'm using my Facebook, let's put it that way, so that's
sure.
A dinky for demographic, but
sure.
But it still speaks loud, you know, that I can see the, like, school of thought that I'm running into, okay? The three schools of thought are this, you know, the people who are with the people who lost their lives, the people who, you know, who lost, who think about all the loss of life.
All the loss of life, yes.
And for and those who, you know, feel it, but they really don't want to, you know, it's really, not, didn't bother, it's not in their playground, so.
They're disconnected.
They're disconnected, yeah.
Or they think they're disconnected.
You know, they're not, they're really not, it's not like, well, it's more like, you know, shit happens type group, you know. And everybody has the right to their opinion. Everybody has the right to, the only thing that bothers me a little bit is when other people tell other people how they should be feeling about the situation, you know.
All those aspects that you described, like our caller song, aspects, 365 aspects of ourselves, you know, those are all aspects of ourselves, you know. Those people who are apathetic or those people who are trying to give advice, those people who are deep enthralled in the emotional part of it, all that's necessary for the experience, you know. There's no right or wrong.
No, there's not.
It is what it is. And allowing, what I hear you saying, is allowing people to flow and to experience life the way their creator intended them to, you know. That's all there is. It's all she wrote. That's all he wrote. It's what it is. As holistic coaches and practitioners or shamans or whatever you want to designate it, or even yourself, because you're your best, you're your own healer. You know, how you choose to live with that, how you choose to go and move beyond what has happened, you know, do you choose to stay in those moments of apathy? Do you choose to stay in those moments of deep pain and sorrow? Do you choose to, you know, how do you, you know, what happens next? You know, what's the next step? What's the next phase? What are you going to do with this now? It takes time.
It was kind of neat, you know, we were washing our clothes at the laundromat because we, you know, had to keep up with everything because we don't have a washer at home. But it was neat to, like, watch what was going on. And there were moments of tense, you know, moments there when you're in the laundromat. You
know, oh, my gosh.
It's just funny because, and I also felt myself getting it too because the TV's on. And the TV's like, oh, the teacher put this kid in the closet, saved a life. One teacher jumped in front of the shooter. You know, you know, at one point it just starts to become so, you start getting inundated. You're just like,
you numb. Well, you your know. Body shuts down. A part of you does shut down.
And
it's a lot.
But the curious thing was when the people were going to have a church. You know, they were going to sit there. And they were like, and I kid you not, this actually happened.
Really?
And people are sitting there and everybody's just staring at the TV. Like, everybody's just staring, like it's in a movie scene, you know.
Yes.
And everybody's just staring.
Yeah.
And then someone says something.
Right.
It's like, you know, one guy goes, says, this is rich kids, you know. And then the other,
really?
Another black lady goes, there's, yeah, if this was black kids or Hispanic kids, no one would give a damn. You know, you could hear every. I was like, what? People were really upset, you know, in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And Susie was just like, whoa, man, it was getting really heated. And people were, like, discussing and debating this issue in the laundromat.
Wow.
And so people were really, you know, touched. And one guy was this one guy who's from an Arab nation goes, you know, no one even cares about our people, you know, our kids getting killed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting really hot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of had to go in there and, you know, just kind of goof around and just kind of cool it down a little bit, you know. And it worked, you know. I did what I had to do. And then everybody settled down. We all talked and we all, you know, just said, hey, you know, we went our way. And one lady gave me tickets to see the lights at the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was just like, she was just sad because her son is in this situation where he went to college and, you know, now he's failing college.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just funny. I'm going, wow, I know that story, you know. You know, so it's like, it's
yes.
You know, you're not alone.
Right.
You know, and so it's like, you're not alone in these situations. Mm. But it was really intense. I was like, whoa, Susie, we got to get this stuff done. We got to get this up. But people were really...
You know, people are moved. I mean, I was... I haven't followed too much, but I'm really curious as parents' perspective. You know, I have children who... I have a son who's 11. I have another son who's 14. And, you know, I was thinking of it from a perspective of, you know... What if that was my kid who was the shooter? You know, what, you know, wow. You know, what would, what state do we have to be in order to do harm to another person? What state, how much suffering is this person representing? You know, this person is real. The person that shot these people was in a bad state in order to take the lives of innocent children, unarmed, you know. You have to look at the parent, you know. You know, if she would have survived, what she would have gone through. It's just a very, very interesting situation. You can see the judgment, the pockets of, you know, well, this kid was mentally ill. Well, who cares about that? They're not going to use a mental ill excuse on this and blah, blah, blah. And you just see the lack of everyone's agendas are being thrown in there. And that's all healthy. It's all necessary. It all needed to be happen.
Well,
it all needed to happen.
You know, one of the things that came to my mind when I saw this was, I don't know, it's very different, but, you know, but it also kind of made me think about it. There was two movies that where I saw something like that. Well, number one, Batman.
Right, the Batman movie.
There was an incident where Batman, where, you know, Colorado, there was a shooting.
Yes.
And then there was an incident where the name of the school was the same as where the kids went to school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if you knew that.
Wow.
And the funny thing is, it was all Batman the movie was all about discord and, you know, changing the system.
Yes.
But also, I remember Star Wars, the newer version ones. I don't remember which one it was, but where Anakin flips out and he goes to the dark side and he kills all the Jedi. Well,
goes into the Jedi training school
and kills all the little Jedi.
Kills all the little Jedis. Yes.
And you know, I couldn't help but feel it. See these images in my head, you know, like, wow, this is really weird.
I hadn't put that together, but that's really interesting.
So I'm thinking, wow, what's going on? You know, it was a school, and it was a Jedi school. You know, so I'm like, wow, man, what? You know, it was just weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even know where I'm going with this, but it was just like, oh wow, I told Susie that. She goes, yeah, I remember that. It's kind of weird he said that. And then Dante told me that the name of the school was actually the same as the name of the school in the movie. And number two. That the dad of the kid and the dad of the other guy in Colorado are connected somehow through the banking system.
Okay.
They were going to go on trial.
Okay.
It was on the news about this, and
I didn't know that.
So it's like, okay, wait a minute. You know, you start to get really thinking about stuff. And, you know, I'm not kind of like that. But,
we just don't know how connected we are and how things are so interrelated and so connected. Even like... with the movies and so forth. I mean, people created that. It's not like just like it created out of nowhere. I mean, human beings are involved in this creation, this process. Mm-hmm. And, I was listening to a little bit of, there's just so many, it just opens up, this incident is so tragic. You know, it will be in vain if we don't open up conversations like we're having today. It will all be in vain if we don't talk about, you know, we don't take the opportunity to reconnect with our families, reconnect with ourselves, mind you, because we have to reconnect with ourselves before we can reconnect with our kids, our parents, our siblings, our spouses, I mean, our family, our community. You know, we have to look at this. This is our community. It didn't happen in Connecticut. This is our community, you know. even though it's in Connecticut, we are a community of humans living on this earth. That's how, you know, if we looked at it like that, it would change your perspective. This is the opportunity for us to look at this tragic moment and make good use of this. Conversations like we're having today, mental illness, you know, reconnecting with yourself, with your family, with things that matter in life, you know, violence in our words, you know, and our actions and deeds. These are all things, issues that are needing to be brought up so that we can evolve into, we can evolve as humans. We can evolve into a consciousness that is love, where people, instead of, you know, striking their child or, you know, saying a bad thought in their mind about, you know, somebody or judgment, they can look at that and say, you know what, have compassion and say, well, you know what, it's not about them. That's me. And they're reflecting back a part of myself that I have no compassion for. That's why it's so irritating. That's why it's so painful. That's why it reappears in my life, and it just keeps on showing up. You know, so again, it's an invitation. Everything we're sharing is our perspective. I'm sure everyone who's listening has their own ideas and opinions about it, and we hope that you do. For God's sake, we hope that, you know.
What's their caller?
Yeah,
where they're at.
Exactly.
720, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Welcome to the
show.
Hi
there.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Cheyenne.
Hi, Cheyenne.
Hey,
welcome.
Cheyenne. What's going on?
I am going through this. I'm going through a, I consider it terrible, but it's not really, I know it's not, it doesn't bother me 24/7, but it is bothering me. It's something that I'm going through at work, and I had some run-in with my boss who is overly amorous towards me in a kind of subtle way. And I reported it to the upper boss, and they're just dragging their feet and dragging their feet and dragging their feet. And I've been guided to do a lot of things, which I follow my guidance. I always follow my guidance. And they're still, you know, they have to go over everything repeatedly again and again, and it's just burning me out really bad. What is this about? Because I've not only done that, I've developed physical issues as well from an injury at work, from them kind of like punishing me for speaking my mind. Can you tell me what this is all about?
Let me sit with this for a minute. Well, as you're speaking about your what you've been experiencing, I can feel that things are already beginning to transform for you as far as what this is about. This is a lot of different things going on here, what I'm picking up as in the vibration. There's a lot of stuff going on, and this has presented itself to you because you are a person that's going to be able to transform this. The transformation, what I'm hearing on the inside is it's probably nothing different maybe that you've heard from your guide.
Hello? Hello?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Are you there? Hello?
So there, can you hear us?
I am. I'm here, but I can't hear you.
You still there, caller?
There you. I can hear you now.
I am. Is she on the line?
I can hear her in the background. But
okay.
I can hear you guys. I did hear you guys. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, we're back on.
Okay, can she hear us?
Yeah, she can hear us, I believe. I still have her on
Okay. Mute. Sorry about that. We're having some technical difficulties. What I want to communicate to you is that things are already starting to transform. The challenge for you, this is about being conscious of how you're continuing to manifest this in your life. What I mean to say that before this gets emotional, I want to just explain that this is an opportunity that was presented to you, and if you look at it like a gift from Creator, a gift from your higher self, because it was you that was chosen to transform this energy. The invitation here is for you to look at how you can find compassion for yourself in this situation. Compassion meaning that if you're still creating out of judgment, fear, that means that there's still more for you to discover in this gift, if you will. This gift in very strange wrapping paper, I do understand that. But again, if you shift your perception and look at what is in this gift that the universe has presented me? Because we oftentimes look at gifts as positive. They always have to be, have a fun factor, if you will, something. If you look at this as a gift that is going to transform you into something different, into that, if you look at the gift, this mud, find compassion for this mud that you're working through. Find compassion for the person that is the doing harm, if you will, and look at them from a different set of lenses. You will shift. Your life will shift. The focus is right now that things are happening to you, that people are doing things to you. But keep in mind that there is some reality to that, of course, in the physical realm. But when spirit communicates, they speak to us in an ultimate reality. Okay, there is no separation. That person is a reflection of a part of us. So this is an invitation from spirit to look at this from a different set of eyes, compassionate set of eyes. And if you're not able to do that, that means that there's a part of yourself that you're not compassionate about this situation about, if that makes any sense. And that is the clearer as I can share that with you. Mm-hmm.
So is that about me not seeing me in this situation on the receiving end where I'm not being compassionate with myself in that area? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It has to do with how do you feel about, let me ask you, how do you feel about this person that is continuing to do this, these acts, these doing harm, if you will, that, how do you feel about them?
I just feel like he's not awake, that he's still sleeping and he's happy being there. And I've encountered a lot of people like that in my life.
Okay.
I want you to go on and leave that
okay.
be.
Let me ask.
Okay. You're going in and out.
But I asked you a question. How do you feel? What is the feeling that you have about this?
I get mad. I'm angry.
Okay. Thank you. That's very important that you express that part of you it's important to feel that and to acknowledge your anger and to say, you know what? I'm allowed to be angry when somebody does not have a healthy limit and boundary with me. When somebody has crossed a healthy limit and boundary, it's important for me to be able to say and speak my truth and say, you know what? This has crossed the line. And you've already done those steps. So I commend you in the fact that you did speak up for yourself. And you said, you know what? I'm establishing healthy limits and boundaries. And for that, it's a great accomplishment for yourself. The part of yourself
mm-hmm.
that's feeling the angry, and if you continue to stay there, if you continue to stay angry, you continue to feel like, let's say, victimized in a situation, what part of yourself lacks compassion for people who are victims? What part of yourself lacks compassion for people who do things towards other people? What part of yourself has judgment on that? I want you, by invitation only, is to, you know, create a space for yourself in your home or wherever it's safe for you to do this, is to sit in meditation and invite that part of yourself that's feeling, that's judgmental, that feels that you lack compassion, and dialogue with that part of yourself, because it feels disconnected from you. And it will continue to manifest in your life, because this is the time where we've come upon this earth to do this, to transform this energy. Again, like I said, you are of a consciousness where you are able to work through this kind of gifts that the Spirit offers us. So sit in meditation, by invitation only, of course, and invite those things that are uncomfortable, those judgments that we have about the situation, and say,